You need more than that. You need three, like the halacha, and the fourth one could be a tefil. So the more Mike Miflagi. Abanan Tzavi Yeshem Lemesayis. So this is Machlekes we saw in the beginning of Mesechtes Makkos already. Machlekes Yeshem Lemesayis, Yeshem Lemesayis. Yeshem Lemesayis means the way it's written, the way it was given over to Moshe, written, not the way it's pronounced. Abanan Tzavi. So now the Gemara explains, what does that mean? The way it's written, basukas, 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 that means it's written twice without a vav, and once it's written with a vav, harekan dalet, harekan arba. Which means, because basukas is one, basukas is a two, now basukas with a vav is another two. It has extra vav, therefore it's another two, so you have four. Harekan arba, dal chad legufei. Minimize one, take out one for in itself, so that you don't dash in it. So pashalut plus, so you have three left. So that we say, so you have three walls. Shtayim kilchasan, you need two like the halacha 7x7. V'asya hilchasan, now the halacha l'machim sinai comes, the grata l'shlushis v'ukma atefach, it takes away the third one and makes it into a tefach. So therefore, you need, really you should need three, but the halacha comes and tells you that that you take away the third one and you can put it at Tava. Right? So that's what the third one does. That's what the comes and takes away the third wall and makes it a Tava. Shimon Tava, Yeshem the Mikra. It's the way you pronounce it. The way you pronounce it is Basukas, Basukas, Basukas. Each one has a Vav. So you have six. Harekan Shesh. So you have from the word Basuka and then with the Vav, adds another one to each. So there's six. Dal chadik kol l'gufei. Take away one pasuk for it within itself. Pashalu arba. Oh, yeah. Very good. But why am I taking away a whole pasuk? Just take away one.
We're not doing math. The point is, you need what does l'gufei mean? You need the word.
Right.
Otherwise, you don't know the sukkah. So what are you going to do? You can't do anything without the words.
Right. It means we're not. When we're dealing with walls, you're right. But over here we're saying one pasuk needs to be said. It's not one wall.
Not one
pasuk, oh, yeah, but now it says the vav, so now I'm taking away one of it. You're not taking away a wall, you're taking away the vashtet.
One man.
Right.
What do you mean say out the vav? He says, Yeshim l'mikra. It doesn't help you take away the vav.
No, but he's asking me to the wall. No, that doesn't answer his question. The answer is that the Pshat is I'm taking away the word. Once I'm taking away the word, yeah. Dal chadikar l'gufei pashlu arba. So now I have shalosh kilchasan, and asil chasal v'gata l'rvi is work ma'atefa. So I need three regular walls, three with the shir of Zion or Zion, and the halacha comes, and really I should need four walls. The halacha comes and makes that the fourth wall is enough for the tefach. So that's the pashta machlekas. The kula ami yeshem lemikra. Everyone agrees yeshem lemikra. So really, you have six. So I should need three plus the tefach. Uvacha bakam if the gemara sava schach abayikra. One man that holds the schach also need a pasuk, not just the daif and the schach also. Umas sava schach alaybayikra.
Rashi learned this from the kufa.
Yeah. Why don't schach doesn't need a pasuk? Why doesn't schach need a pasuk? Because that's what it is. That's what a sukkah is. So therefore, it doesn't need an extra pasuk to teach you about the schach. Sukkah has to be something. Everyone agrees yeshem l'messayis the way it's written and not the way it's pronounced. So therefore, everyone should hold that you should just need two kilchas and shisa fil tefach. What are they arguing? The halach is coming to be memayit, which means it's telling you that you don't need a full wall, a tefach is enough. No, the halach is coming to be meisif, not only that you need three walls, you need another tefach. So shaila is it taking away that making that the third wall should be a tefach? Or that means the pasuk answer you have three. Is the halach coming to tell you that the third wall doesn't need to be a full size and it could be a tefach? Or the halach is telling you, no, not only do you need three, you need a fourth one with the tefach. The halach is definitely telling you a tefach. Is it being remayed from the third wall or it's adding to the third wall? Everyone agrees that the halach is coming to be remayed, telling you to minimize the kasher wall. The Yesh Eim the Messiah and really Yesh Eim the Messiah. Say Bazai. So everyone should agree that you should need two and a Tefach should be enough. V'ach v'dash in Tchilas k'miflegi. Could I dash in the first time it says it? Ma'asav v'dash in Tchilas. Ma'asav v'dash in Tchilas. Machlokes is, do I dash in Tchilas or not? No, you need a legufe, but I could dash in it also. Yeah. It says, V'suka tia l'tzeil yoimam, mechayev ulemachse ulemista mizem umimata. The sukkah has to protect you from rain, from wind. So when it's, if it's not going to be enclosed, then it's a problem. So therefore he says, that Rav Shimon says that I need to have at least three walls plus a tefach. It's not going to help me for rain either. Say, unless you enclose completely, it's not going to help you. So
even four walls not going to help you. It's coming from the top.
Yeah, okay. Obviously, we're talking about the walls, whatever the walls...
But he doesn't do it according to this. I mean, there's nothing...
Nothing to do with what you said before. A new thing.
What? Why?
Why what?
Why do you need it that should be to protect you?
No, the pasuk says, V'tzuka tia l'tzeil yoimam, mechayev l'mechsa l'mista mizem emata.
What do you say then? Write it to him, to his kasha. Doesn't help you.
A whole big difference between three walls without a tefach.
No, it's either two walls with a tefach or three walls with a tefach. So the tarot says that it doesn't literally need to protect you, like you're saying, it rains from the top. The tarot says that chazal mishaya, what type of, that the walls have to be enclosed. Now, that means, let's say I have lavud in the walls. It's not kasha because this pasuk? I'm not this kasha. It was just megala to you what a wall is. So a tefach is like considered a whole wall, however the halacha works. So now you have four walls. Four walls protect you. You know what I'm saying? It's not literally protecting you, like someone's asking that it comes up on the top. It's not. It's just telling you what type of sukkah do I need? What type of tzur and sukkah do I need?
If you have one wall of tefach, so you're still going to have the wind blowing in on you.
That was the question we just asked. I'm telling you that it's a gilui of what the heft of the sukkah is. Again, if we have a lavud, you have a lavud. Right, one tefach is a wall, and now you're right. It's going to rain. If I have see through, if I have nets for walls, it's kosher, and it rains in. No one tells you it's possible. Taisus brings from Yishalmi a different drasha, but Akapanim, that's the pasuk shanti gemara. Zok tomorrow vayte. Vayse tefach echem amida. Where do you put this tefach? You have two walls plus a tefach. Where do you put this tefach? Amayav amida kineged ayaitze. So you see the pictures on the side of the gemara. You could put it on any end of at the end of any wall. We'll see. The next gemara is going to say a different mandama. Amilev kanevav asi l'rav. V'amidene kineged reishto. You should put it. You see the picture in Rashi. You should put it crooked, like going sideways, a diagonal. Why? What's the pshat? So Rashi explains, because then it looks like four mechitzas, because like you're getting two walls. You're like it's covering this side and that other side.
You mean because it's just a visual representation to make it look more like that?
Yeah, it's just visual. Yeah, it's not really going to help you more. It's just a mechzikadal mechitzas, Rashi says.
It would make your sukkah much smaller.
It would make it somewhat smaller, that's true. But, but the nekudah is not that it makes it smaller. The nekudah is that it looks now like four. Now we're going in the mandama that we pass in the Mishnah. Shtayim kol chasam shlish tefach.
Who cares if it's masikadal?
Maybe he only works. Right. We know now. Right. The Gemara is asking a new question. The Gemara doesn't know anything.
It's actually less than a Kiddush.
What do you mean less?
This is the best way to make this the closest to four.
No, but he's asking the Chayyim never knew four. Before you start, you know that a sukkah needs to be a dira. Before any pasuk. So now a dira is four enclosed. There's nothing to talk about. Right? Four walls. So now we came and we made a whole tumult over here. Okay, fine. We came up with two, three, whatever it is. But we still know that a cheft of a sukkah, a cheft of a dira is four. We just like played around with it a little bit, but. What? Because now the Chazal would just mechayev you walls. You could do whatever you want with a wall. You could have a flimsy can't, you know what I'm saying? But Why? Because it's not a deer, you mean?
It's not a wall. I mean, it's a really
people have screened in the porches.
No. I'm saying you don't need that anymore, right? You have screened in the porches anyways. You want it practical. People do have screened in the porches, but whatever's called a divan, it's called a divan. We don't go now every time. No one lives in a 7x7 either. It's impossible. And still, let's call it deer because that once. It manami amashmul mishmei the levi mamidei kenegad ayotze. Not like that means he asked him a good question. He said, "Why don't you put a kerish there?" And he's just quiet. He just ignored him basically. And now we see that we take a hold mamidei kenegad ayotze. V'chei moyim be'medrashim mamidei kenegad ayotze. You put it kenegad any wall. You don't have to go ahead and make it crooked in order to gain this dalet amos. It seems like maybe like you're saying, he felt like it was no such thing. Get out of here! I don't care no messages, and he just didn't answer.